This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about snap judgments. In this series, we're focusing on how Jesus was being prepared for Calvary. While the leading priests are planning how to capture Jesus, Jesus, meanwhile, is in the home of Simon, a man who had leprosy. During supper that evening, a woman came in with a beautiful jar of perfume and poured it over Jesus' head. The scriptures say the disciples there were indignant when they saw this. They quickly assessed, what a complete waste of money. She could have sold that perfume for a fortune and given the money to the poor. But Jesus questioned them, why berate her for doing such a good thing to me? She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. The disciples were guilty of making a snap judgment about this woman. What they didn't know was that this woman was exactly where she was supposed to be at that supper. And she was doing exactly what she was supposed to be doing, preparing Jesus's body for burial. She was there for God's purpose. What situation in your life are you making a snap judgment about? Yet it is there to prepare you, to strengthen you, to give you constancy. It is there for God's purpose. So release your snap judgments and cling to these words. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, give up those snap judgments.